We hit a sandbar and they dropped the gate. And then there was deep water beyond the sandbar. We went down into that deep water, 10 or 15 feet deep, and finally come out. And we were being bombed, and there's a little road with deep banks on each side that went up to this little village, and that's where we went. And we had the wrong maps. So everything was backwards. We were supposed to come from that way, and we were going from this way. But just before we got to Isigny, there was a little river, and the Germans was blowing the bridge out. And we had engineers right there ready to put, and they put aluminum bridge in, we got across. But they couldn't figure out where this gun was. And about the time that engineering group put on, finished the bridge, or the second one at least, they knew where that gun was, and it was way up on the hill in a barn with big wide doors. And they'd open them doors, stick that gun out there, blow that bridge up, pull it back in, and shut the door. That happened just twice, and it was all over. Our bombers, our dive bombers, our P-47s found out where that was, and they blasted. But then all the way back to where we bivouacked, or where our bivouac was backwards. I mean, nothing looked right. Our directions was of no value. Nothing looked right. Drove up to the bivouac that we were to land, to station headquarters, and everybody else was trying to get in. It was a big walled-in fence like the garden here. Big mansion and barns and sheds and all enclosed. And that was where we were, where we were supposed to set up communications. And before my turn got to go into that place, I had to stop. An 88 millimeter shell hit the bank right by my right front wheel and didn't explode. We went ahead about our business. Armament got that shell out and couldn't find anything wrong with it.